Lung cancer has recently made a great deal of clinical research progress integrating biologic agents into systemic management in the metastatic setting, and new trials are evaluating a variety of strategies in earlier stage disease. I met with Dr. Roman Perez-Soler for his take on these developments, and he began our conversation by commenting on VEGF blockade, specifically with bevacizumab.
Obviously, the introduction of anti-angiogenesis agents was received with some skepticism by some. And as always happens, at the beginning of a new drug, maybe a lot of emphasis was put on some horrendous toxicities that do not happen to be as horrendous or very rare. So there were people that jumped on it right away and were convinced with one trial, even if the clinical benefit is modest. But there was a lot of people that were saying that the results are modest, we need a second trial, this is not cost effective, etc.
By the second trial, do you mean the AVAIL study?
The AVAIL study. So the AVAIL study came at ASCO, and it shows again that there's no question that Avastin is adding something to a different chemotherapeutic regimen. But obviously, what everybody wants to see is whether there is also a survival advantage. So I think that's one of the things that people are waiting for. There is an improvement in response. There is an improvement in progression-free survival. And the hazard ratios are pretty good, but not as good as in the ECOG 4599. But we don't know the survival data. And people would want to see that. Some people still want to see that, you know, as part of the acceptance of this new modality.
Can you review the chemotherapy backbone of those two studies and what your take is right now on what regimen or agents are reasonable combined with bevacizumab?
Correct. So, you know, initially the whole anti-angiogenesis field was, or the premise was, that these would work independently of the chemo you use. And I think we're starting to see that maybe that may not be true. There are better chemotherapies than others. So, for example, gemcitabine and cisplatinum may not be as good as a backbone. There has been a study, I think, in pancreatic with gemcitabine, with Avastin, the bevacizumab, that did not meet, I think, a survival endpoint. And there was a study in mesothelioma also with gemcitabine and cisplatinum plus minus that. So there has been the sense that maybe gemcitabine is not as good. Other people have said that, and we knew that, that some chemotherapeutic agents, particularly the taxanes, are actually toxic to endothelial cells. So they have a blood vessel destructive effect. And that may help, obviously, an anti-angiogenic agent. And that might explain why maybe a taxane base, at least in lung, is better. So as a result of that, it seems that for bevacizumab, at this point, what our intuition is telling us is probably a taxane-based regimen is probably better. But again, you know, the data is coming up like on a monthly basis.
So you're kind of drawing an indirect comparison there between AVAIL with CIS-GEM versus the ECOG study with paclitaxel carbo.
Correct. It's all speculation at this point because we don't have all the data on the AVAIL. I think the AVAIL is being a very important study because it has pointed to the fact that maybe the dose is something that we should reconsider even with a Taxol-based regimen. I think most of the oncology are convinced that anti-angiogenesis strategy adds something. It's more impressive in colorectal. It's maybe not as impressive in lung, but at the end of the day, from a patient perspective, my personal experience has been really no problems giving Avastin to patients.